550 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Iran reporting over 100 people dead and dozens more injured in two explosions that took place at a memorial service for an Iranian guard general who was killed in a U.S. airstrike back in 2020. There was a vigil today outside the courthouse in Joliet, Illinois, where a suburban Chicago man is charged with a hate crime for allegedly stabbing to death a six-year-old Muslim boy. His father, through a translator, described his son.
He was filled with dreams and aspirations. He loved basketball, soccer, and Legos. He carried the bright light of hope wherever he went and was always smiling.
The boy's mother was also stabbed several times, police say, by the same man. A group of Republican members in Congress are headed to Eagle Pass, Texas today as members of the Senate continue trying to reach consensus with the White House on a more permanent border policy. Former President Trump's legal team asking the Maine Supreme Court to overturn the Secretary of State's decision kicking him off the primary ballot. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 16 and 17-year-olds in Wisconsin need to take a road test again in order to get their driver's licenses. The Division of Motor Vehicles is ending its COVID-era road test waiver. The state issued about 170,000 licenses to new drivers during the waiver. The DMV says the waiver did not make the roads any less safe, but decided to end the waiver anyway. Respiratory illnesses are on the rise in Wisconsin, and there's no let-up in sight. Dr. Jeffrey Potthoff is chief quality officer for UW Health.
We are seeing an increase in number of patients admitted with respiratory illnesses compared with the number of patients admitted around Thanksgiving time. We're up about 40%.
Many hospitals are requiring masks again. About 1,000 people in Wisconsin died from COVID-19 last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WGBW and WISS. You might have noticed more police in downtown Appleton lately. Police are increasing their patrols after a homicide on Christmas Eve. 22-year-old Elijah Dodson of Milwaukee was killed on South Walnut Street. Police Chief Polly Olson issued a letter to the community yesterday. She says the murder has undoubtedly shaken the community and that police are fully committed to addressing violent crime. Police say they want to hear from anyone with information. ThetaCare and Fratert Health are officially one company. The merger took effect on New Year's Day. For now, the CEOs of both systems will be president. Then after 6 months, Fratert's Kathy Jacobson will retire. ThetaCare's Imran Andrabi will become president and CEO of the combined company. Both organizations say they have shared goals, like the health and well-being of their communities and enhancing the Medical College of Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers win over Iowa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin beat the Iowa Hawkeyes 83-72 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers getting help from players off the bench, like Kamari McGee, with 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a bucket. How much did it mean for Wisconsin? Max Klesmit.
Life. You know, you look at the stat sheet and you see 3 steals in the column. That's huge.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You know, for having 10 or 11 days off, I thought this was, you know, we responded to it. I thought we looked a little rusty early. Any win in this league is important.
NBA, after losing to the Pacers at home, the Bucks are now in Indianapolis to play the Pacers again tonight. Adrian Griffin on the loss Monday.
We had some really good defense possession. We just couldn't finish them off with a rebound. So that really, really hurt us. But we got it. Quick turnaround. We'll make our adjustments and watch the film and get ready.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Are you ready to get smacked with a cold front? It's dropping south through the state today, bringing drizzle chances early, flipping to flurries and light snow chances throughout the afternoon. Only a trace is expected to accumulate, but temperatures plummeting to the teens tonight and providing plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Right now, 33 degrees.
Mino and the Mayor.
How many calories or how many steps? Todd and I talked about that,
right,
didn't we?
We got to do that. And then we'll do a contest. We'll have people guess what that might be. And then the closest one without going over, like Bob Barker, we'll give them a, right.
Okay. Yeah. So we have to have a betting line on the over-under on that, right?
I don't know how that works.
But we know a two-hour radio show burns 8.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. From I-43 to I-41,
this is the Talk of Green Bay,
1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Waiting for my time.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair with you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Greg Bach is live with me. Calvin is on the board, and you can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you're watching on the live stream, you can catch the show now on Civic Media on YouTube, Facebook, and or Twitter. And in case you missed it last hour, we made the announcement. It's a new year, new changes. We are saying goodbye to our dear, dear friend, Kristen Bry. And as goes Wisconsin, she has received another opportunity that she has accepted. We're very excited for her.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't share the details.
Yes.
That is for her to tell you. So I highly encourage you to keep following As Goes Wisconsin on all her social medias,
yep,
TikTok and all the places. And I know she's going to be doing some TikToks in the next couple of weeks,
mm-hmm,
to clue people in as to what's happening. So it's all a good thing. There's no bad feelings. Nobody's mad.
I'm mad, but not about this.
Why, did you want it to be Greg on air?
No, I recently went to Burger King, and the Whopper used to be really big, of the name Whopper, huge. It's like basically the size of a regular burger. That's what I'm mad about. Kristen, I wish her nothing but luck and happiness, because I love her.
Absolutely.
And Mike and Frankie.
And Frankie on all good things.
But seriously, it's so much smaller now. It's a tiny, it's not a Whopper. It's like a Whimper.
You should write them.
You don't think I have?
Oh, good. That's a whole nother break.
You don't know me.
There's a woman who's suing Hershey's now because the Reese's peanut butter treats for Christmas, mm-hmm, which were supposed to have holiday decorations on them, were not prominent enough. So now she's suing them for false advertising.
Wait. Huh?
There were special Reese's peanut butter,
yeah,
treats that came out for Christmas.
Okay.
That were supposed to have Christmas decorations on them.
Yeah.
And this woman says they were not suitably decorated. She couldn't recognize what the decorations were supposed to be, and so now she is suing them for several million dollars. It's worth a shot, Greg.
I was going to say,
you can try it with a Whopper, and we'll see where that gets you.
I just want them to change the name. They just call it a Whimper, or just like the burger formerly known as the Whopper.
Speaking of name changes, we've been taking your calls and texts all morning long. Matt Nair on Air is kind of a work in progress. We had a real quick meeting put together yesterday and, oh my God, what are we going to call this? So as things came down somewhat rapidly, which reminds me also, huge shout out to Luke Mathers, Rebecca, Brian Kelly, Greg Bach, all the people who helped put this together in a really, really short period of time.
Rebecca Sullivan is a champion.
And
if you're watching the live stream, she's responsible for the design of these new panels. So.
And she does all the logos and all of that stuff. So we are really, really grateful for all of their hard work in getting us ready to launch today. But as far as new names for the show are concerned, we'd love to hear your suggestions at 844-967-2789. A texter from the 414 says, Fly with Jane and expand your brain.
Okay, you know, if Jane's going to open up a dispensary, maybe. But I mean, honestly, like, come on, people, you're not even trying to. That's
side gig. I'm a side hustle.
Andrew from Maine, the 541, listening to WAUK, is blowing up our lines today. He says, first of all, he says Matt and Air Bach on the air since you have been on air before. Okay.
Okay.
He also said he gave his impression of what it would be like if I came at the King of Burgers. He'd be like, "Dear Burger King, Mr. Bach is back,
and you better be.
That Whopper better be worthy of its name."
Absolutely. Another texter from the 262 suggested Social Truth with Jane instead of Truth Social.
Oh.
I like Fly with Jane and expand your brain. I think that is hilarious. If you have any other suggestions, we'll take them all morning long at 844-967-2789, or you can leave them on the stream if you are watching us on StreamYard.
What's the StreamYard?
Civic Media feed. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter.
Do you know where else they can listen, Jane?
On the Civic Media app, Greg.
That's
Bach.
Right.
It is among the best of apps.
It is the appiest. It's the appiest of apps.
As we've said before in this program,
We
can't tell you the Civic Media app is going to change the course of your entire life for the better, but we can say it shouldn't make it worse.
You can't say.
I'm under a lot of pressure.
Oh, it's under pressure.
A lot of pressure. Okay. Speaking of pressure, different kinds of pressures.
Where this is going.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's wonderful reporter, Kelly Meyerhofer, sat down with former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gau to talk about his secret life with his wife and their backstory. Of course, Mr. Gau was recently fired as chancellor after it came out that he and his wife have created sex videos, sometimes with adult film stars, and put them up on porn sites. They also self-published two books about their experiences using pseudonyms. But he was fired as chancellor, according to the UW Board of Regents, for his, quote, abhorrent and reckless behavior, and for subjecting the school to significant reputational harm.
Well, first of all, it's lacrosse. Calm down.
Is that significant reputational harm?
I don't think so.
Was he recruiting students to appear in films?
No, and he wasn't also using, I don't think he was using his title or
any of that.
I mean, that
stuff. This was a completely private thing
that
he was doing.
For one thing, the word abhorrent is quite an exaggeration as far as an adjective goes. Irresponsible, you could say, knuckleheaded, like it's just dumb to do it with such a high profile position.
Yes.
But choose the words better, because you're also, I mean, like, to me, abhorrent is
that's way over the top.
Yeah, exactly.
That's way over the top.
And this is the thing is I've been trying to find if there was, like, you know, sometimes when people do movies or TV shows or get high profile gigs, they sign a contract. That contract has in it a morality clause,
exactly,
or responsibility clause.
Yes.
I'm not sure if Chancellor has that.
In his contract
has something like that. And so if there's nothing saying, like, if you act unbecoming or brings bad juju to the university,
we can fire you.
If that's the case, of course. Yeah. It was a dumb thing to do, but also at the other end of the spectrum, he has not broken any laws. He has not done anything morally, or you could argue ethically, but he's done nothing morally wrong, because moral is all subjective anyways. He and his wife engaged in consensual acts, and at no point has anyone come out and said they have harmed us, they have abused us. These are two people who enjoy a sex-positive life, and maybe chancellor of UW lacrosse isn't the job for you, buddy. In fact, if anything, they'll probably make more money this year than they ever made on it.
Well, it's interesting because Mr. Gau says in this article, and again, this is in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I highly suggest that you take a look. We will get this in our show notes after the show is over. The story from Kelly Meyerhofer sitting down with Mr. Gau and his wife, and he essentially said the outlay that they paid in order to start their little side job, they've spent like $80,000 on camera equipment and stuff like that, and that the returns that they've had have been minuscule.
Yeah.
And the money was never the motivating factor for them to do this anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're going to have to make money somehow now.
Well, yes, but you would assume, I mean, he'd been he's had a pretty good gig for a pretty long time.
Yeah.
You'd like to think that they've, I don't know, saved a little.
I hope so. Right? I really do. I mean, fiscal responsibility is just as important as taking care of yourself while having a open relationship like that.
So. Speaking of UW lacrosse, the Lacrosse Tribune scrapped its story naming him the person of the year, which Gao says he can understand. What he doesn't understand is the UW system letter he got saying he could only be on campus if he's escorted by the police chief.
Once again, he has done nothing wrong.
He's not committed a crime.
He's not an endangerment to minors, which minors, I mean, might be on the campus, but that's not, this is a campus of college kids.
Gao says in this article, it feels mean-spirited.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. And I agree.
Yeah.
I think that seems completely unnecessary to me.
I hope he takes him to court for things like that.
He says this is a First Amendment issue and it's his right to free speech.
And that right there is what makes me ask the question, were there existing clauses and or portions of your contract which says if you do anything that violates ethical or moral values of the university, can you be held responsible? He does have a right to do what he wants.
In his personal private life.
Yeah, and they were doing it for 10 years. 10 years. You're telling me that in 10 years, no one stumbled upon anything or he didn't? Please. This feels like this is the worst kept secret in lacrosse.
Really?
Yeah. There's no way that two people are engaging on... They are putting videos out on the internet. Easy to find.
But from what I understand, and it even says in this article, for some of those porn sites, there are hundreds of thousands of videos.
Yeah, but in 10 years, no one stumbles upon anything. I find that.
Well, it's not like they were using their real names.
But they were using their faces, weren't they?
Is that what people look for in porn?
First thing I always look for is the brain. It's like, oh. One of my porn searches always say brain.
Of course.
Yes, because I respect people, Jane.
Of course you do, Greg.
Brain Jane with Jane Matinair.
Well, keep them coming in. We're still taking your suggestions on what to call this new show. Don't go away. They're driving again. They're back on the road. Thank God. That's all coming up. Stick around. This is Matinair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On this day, try to change their worlds. Are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
Where's the shame you've left us up to her next to me?
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. On the road again.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jay Matinair with you along with Greg Bach. Live in studio from downtown Waukesha. Good morning, Wausau. Calvin is on the board, and you can always check in with us at 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, you can make a comment there as well. First day of the new show, Matt Nair on Air. We've been taking your suggestions all morning long for names. This is a name in progress. Nothing is set in stone at this moment. Greg Bach. We have a couple more comments coming in. Wes from Middleton. Hey, can we get some fancy Brian back on the air, too? I miss the big guy and his takes. I love y'all equally, but, man, I miss fancy Brian. As a matter of fact, Greg, you're going to be gone next week.
I am going on vacation.
You're going on vacay.
It's like I work a lot or something.
I don't. You haven't had a break in a while.
I just had some breaks for Christmas and the New Year's and took...
Take your vacation.
I'm going to Atlanta, baby.
Nice.
Hot Atlanta.
So when Greg is gone next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Fancy Brian will be joining me here in studio next Wednesday. We all love Brian. Really looking forward to having him in.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Don't be funnier than me, dude. We got another one. Andrew from Maine is our main fan today.
Thank you, Andrew. We really appreciate it.
I mean, we're loving the love here. 541, that's Andrew from Maine. WAUK is what he's listening to. He said... Laugh at Wisconsin with Jane and Greg, the funny guy.
Oh, he's in your corner.
I appreciate that one. And then Jim from Appleton, listening to WGBW. I'm partial to Jane's World with G Bach.
I don't hate that.
That's fun. That's
I like Jane's World.
That's some fun stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
And Tony Zimmerman. Tony Zimmerman on the live stream here. We got a bunch here. We got Wisconsin Wits with Jane. We got Jane's Jocular Junction. Nice alliteration, Tony.
Oh, nice.
Badger Banter with Jane. And then finally, I really like Matt and Air on Air, though. I think it's the best.
And that is a shout out to Rebecca Sullivan.
There it is, once again.
Who came up with that when we had our meeting yesterday. One other suggestion on the text line, call Greg Dick and call the show Fun with Dick and Jane.
Oh.
That's probably not going to happen.
I don't like that one.
That's not going to happen, Greg.
Don't call me that.
No, it don't. It's all suggestions are welcome.
It was about the Whopper, wasn't it? It's because I made fun of the Whopper.
It might have been. That's a whole other issue. Mm. Coming up at 11:33, I had a wonderful, wonderful New Year's Day.
Really?
Because on New Year's Day, they delivered a new washer and dryer.
Wow.
I can't explain to you how happy this makes me.
I think that's what Bono was talking about when he was singing that song, too. It's like, it's about getting new basement furniture. Not furniture. Appliances. There it is. I almost got there. I almost got to be funny.
I don't know what the U2 reference is.
You've never heard the song New Year's Day by U2? Okay, so there's four guys from Ireland. They started
a band. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, fine.
All right, I'm just saying.
Now he's taking shots at me. One more, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you ever want to join us. And again, you can leave comments on the live stream as well. Wanted to talk about this really quickly, and I think this is a great idea, and I think we need an adult version of this somehow. This year, Wisconsin teenage drivers must complete an in-person road test at the DMV in order to get their driver's license.
Which they had canceled since COVID, correct?
Yes. At the height of the pandemic in 2020, they started this pilot program that allowed 16 and 17-year-olds to waive that road test in order to get their probationary license.
Yeah.
They are DMV is authorized to introduce pilot programs, but legislative action would be needed to make such programs permanent. So that was just to be in the interim while no one could do anything face-to-face and you didn't want to put people in a small car together and things like that. But they're finally going to have to be back on the road, which I think is critical.
I think that's important. I think that the behind the wheel as far as the schooling is more important than the actual test itself, because the test can be so stressful. Resident young person, Calvin, I have a question for you. You've been driving for a few years now. When you took your drive, you took a driver's test behind the wheel, correct?
Correct.
Did you have to parallel park?
No.
That, okay.
See, it's when, so when I took the test,
yeah,
it was like, you see what instructor you're going to get. There's a chance you might have to, so know how, but not everyone is required to do it.
Okay.
Could you do it now? Can you parallel park?
Probably not.
There's this new program on Civic Media called Greg Teaches Calvin How to Parallel Park. It's one of the great joys in the world to be able to parallel park.
If you can get in on the first shot, it's a victory, Calvin. People will high five you if you can back in one shot and not have to re-maneuver.
There's always going to be a dude standing outside your car going like making them like come here this way. Like I never asked. Hey,
keep it coming.
Hey, Tim, I didn't ask for your help. But that was the big thing when I was younger. It was the parallel park. If you hit that curb, you failed.
Oh my.
That was it. And don't count on sympathy from your robot like human giving you the driving test. No sense of humor, nothing from them.
They have standards.
Sure.
They have standards.
They were made me nervous. My lady, the lady who helped me out, just like scared me to death.
Did she?
Oh yeah. But I nailed parallel parking.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, again, I just think this is a good thing overall, and I wish we would have some remedial courses for adults, because I cannot tell you the number of times people don't know how to take a corner.
Mm.
When you're going to take a right turn,
yeah,
this is specific to right-hand turns. If you're going to take a right turn, it is incumbent upon you to move all the way over to the right to get as close to the curb as possible, to get out of the way of the person behind you, and then take your right turn.
So don't.
As opposed to the people who sit in the lane until they're right there, and then they take up the entire lane because they don't know how to take a corner. You should be getting close to the corner.
So I shouldn't be turning from the left lane right.
That would be no.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Okay. Just trying to find out things from you, Jane. Gets her own show, and she's all of a sudden like, I know driving, and everyone should listen to me.
This is what happens when my name is finally first. And yes, I have now become, I'm now power mad after 43 years.
I'm drunk with power.
I am drunk with power, yes, and my list of demands will be coming soon.
Can I throw my Whopper thing on there on the list of demands? Make it bigger? Make a bigger Whopper?
It'll be on the second page.
Yeah.
Okay. When we return... We talked about small kitchen appliances before. Now we're going to talk about large household appliances.
I got an update on appliances for you
later. All right. And what is the worst large appliance you've ever owned? We're going to take turns venting. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More babies were born in Wisconsin in the year and a half no abortions were performed in the state. The IZA Institute of Labor Economics says Wisconsin's birth rate went up 2.5% while Planned Parenthood paused abortions. Abortions resumed after a Madison judge ruled that consensual abortions are legal in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's minimum wage remains at $7.25, while 22 other states raised their baseline pay this week. Economists say raising the minimum wage can actually be good for a business's bottom line.
There's actually a payoff that employers are receiving because while they've raised the wage, they're also reducing costs associated with turnover and open positions that they can't fill.
Laura Dresser studied the issue for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WGBW and WISS. Leaders in Ashwaubenon are considering expanding the hours that grocery stores and gas stations can sell beer. Right now, beer sales are banned between 10 o'clock at night and 8 in the morning during the week, and midnight until 8 on weekends. A proposed new ordinance would allow Class A liquor license holders to sell beer as late as midnight and as early as 6 in the morning. The move would bring the village in line with state law. Green Bay had nearly twice as many home fires this holiday season than the year before. There were 7 residential fires from Thanksgiving through New Year's Day, compared to only 4 last holiday season. Officials have several fire prevention and safety tips. They include checking your smoke alarms, staying in the kitchen while cooking, and keeping space heaters at least 3 feet away from anything that could catch fire. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Badgers win over Iowa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin beat the Iowa Hawkeyes 83-72 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers getting help from players off the bench, like Kamari McGee, with 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a bucket. How much did it mean for Wisconsin? Max Klesmit.
Life. You know, you look at the stat sheet and you see 3 steals in the column. That's huge.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You know, for having 10 or 11 days off, I thought this was, you know, we responded to it. I thought we looked a little rusty early. Any win in this league is important.
NBA, after losing to the Pacers at home, the Bucks are now in Indianapolis to play the Pacers again tonight. Adrian Griffin on the loss Monday.
We had some really good defense possession. We just couldn't finish them off with a rebound. So that really, really hurt us. But we got it. Quick turnaround. We'll make our adjustments and watch the film and get ready.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Are you ready to get smacked with a cold front? It's dropping south through the state today, bringing drizzle chances early, flipping to flurries and light snow chances throughout the afternoon. Only a trace is expected to accumulate, but temperatures plummeting to the teens tonight and providing plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Right now, 33 degrees.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
It's not always easy getting on with married life. I know that you'll agree if you've a husband or a wife. You need a hobby or activity. that you can do together as a team. Last year we tried philosophy, but it made us argue more. And then we both went cycling till some bits of mine got sore. It took a while for us to both concur on something that fulfills both me and her. We buy appliances. It doesn't
Kelvin,
matter what they do. We buy appliances.
I am so impressed. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Buck with you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Kelvin is on the board. You can always join us. You can call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96- Or you can watch us on the live stream. It is a different live stream
yes,
if you
correct.
Want to watch the show. So
correct.
You need to watch us now on the Civic Media streams on Facebook, YouTube, mm-hmm. and Twitter.
Correct.
Otherwise, you're not going to be able to find us.
Yes, we had someone reach out to us via texting. Scott
yep.
from St. Louis, thank you for reaching out. He was lost.
He was lost, yes.
We found him.
We found
took
him.
Took his hand and said, here's where you watch us, and your baseball team sucks.
That's your personal opinion.
I mean, last season really is not my personal opinion. It's really just some facts.
Okay, fine.
Statistics don't lie.
Anyway, yes, if you want to follow us and watch the live stream, because you can leave comments there as well, look for the Civic Media feed on mm-hmm. Facebook,
yep.
YouTube, and or Twitter. And I would love to hear your responses from when we start kicking this around. So on New Year's Day, I was so excited.
Yes. Okay.
And this tells you, I think, partially how old I am, that this is what really trips my trigger. But we had a new washer and dryer delivered on New Year's Day, I did not expect,
yeah.
first of all.
Well, was it a present to you, or did you order one and you were just waiting for it?
No, we had ordered it.
Okay.
But I ordered it the day before.
Ooh.
And he said, oh, we can have it there tomorrow.
That's fast.
And I'm like, on New Year's Day? Oh, yeah, they're working New Year's Day.
And not only do you have a new washer and dryer, but you also got a new door. So it's like all sorts of great things happening at the Matinair on Air house.
I'm telling you, because we couldn't get a new washer and dryer because we didn't have a side door. The side door was boarded up for 2 months.
Yeah.
We tried to replace the side door when they took the frame out for the old door. It cracked. And then the new door was the wrong size. So they couldn't put the old door back, and they had to board it up.
Yeah.
In the meantime, our dryer has been broken for 2.5 months.
That's right.
And I would have to go, and I couldn't order a new dryer because of the way our house is situated. It has to come in the side door.
You had to go back to the old ways of just putting it on a line.
Yeah, and I did. And otherwise, I went to my sister's. That one time I went to my neighbor's. I was so embarrassed because I needed to get this stuff dry. So anyway, this is a big deal for me. I am delighted beyond measure. The two delivery guys come, do an amazing job.
Yeah.
Set it up in like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Bing, bang, bong. They were done.
Front load or top load?
This is different now. So this
side load?
No. They're both top load and
okay.
top load and front load. So
whoa.
The dryer is a front load.
Yeah.
The door is on the front.
Yeah.
The washer, you open the lid.
Well, my washer and dryer are both front loads.
Okay. See, I had that before.
Yeah.
I have never had such a violent reaction to appliances before than my former washer and dryer.
All right.
And I'm not going to give you the name of it. It starts with B and ends with Osh. And it's very...
Oshkosh bagosh.
They're very expensive appliances. They were the worst washer and dryer I have ever.
All right, Jane.
Yes.
It's your first day of your show.
I know.
So let's
vent everything?
No, no, no. Let's talk about the good stuff. It was a good New Year's. You got a new washer and dryer.
Yes.
Through your new door.
Through my new door.
On New Year's Day.
I know.
It feels good.
It was a great thing.
I think that's something that, I don't know if that comes with home ownership or age, but like anything just, you know, that just feels, yesterday, do you know what made me feel really good? I ran some errands. I returned some stuff from Christmas that, you know, were, you know, duplicates or whatever. And then I came home and I did some laundry and I had a day and it was fantastic. I hung out with my dog.
You accomplished some things.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to my larger point, yes, it was a wonderful day and I was delighted with the delivery guys. They did a great job.
Did you tip them?
Yes, we did.
All right.
Because I asked them, they don't get paid overtime. On New Year's Day.
I don't know if they consider New Year's Day like it's a bank holiday.
I was very unpleasantly surprised to hear that,
that
they don't get at least time and a half on a holiday like that.
That is interesting.
So yes, we gave them a very good tip. But I am curious, what appliance did you shell out for that was not cheap? Because this washer and dryer, they were not cheap. And you ended up just I have never despised an appliance to this degree of hot hatred. I don't even know.
I don't even know
how to explain it.
I hate it with the heat of a Nova.
Of a billion suns. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Hatred party.
Yes. 844-96 party. What was the appliance that you and your spouse or your significant other? I was so excited when we got those. The B starts with a B and ends with an Osh. When we first got this washer and dryer, because that too was a front-loading washer, and we had them up on the pedestals.
Those pedestals cost a lot of money.
So we shelled out a ton for these two.
Yeah.
And it was always unbalanced. Mm-hmm. The washer would always be unbalanced.
Yeah.
So every time I could hear it when I was sitting in the kitchen. No, it was junk, 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 junk. So I would have to go down
there. I'm not laughing at you.
I would go down to the basement and I would hold it because it was jumping so far away from the wall.
Couldn't you put a piece of wood on one side to like balance it out?
Tried that.
Yep.
Had a repairman guy come and try that.
Okay.
That didn't work either.
Well, I only have so many options.
That was the other reason.
I have a political science degree. I can really only give you so much advice on appliances.
But that was the other thing that was so frustrating with this particular brand is no one will fix them.
Is it like a foreign car where it's, you know, you can only take it to that place or that certified dealership? And
I'm pretty sure it's a foreign made brand.
All right.
But it's not a Whirlpool, a Maytag, which seems to me those are much easier to get repaired because people know how to fix that stuff.
Well, that's actually bring it up. I will say here, Tony Zimmerman back at us with the live stream comments. You got to go Whirlpool for the best washer and dryer combo. I used to build them. Since I've left, the quality may have gone down. Also, Whirlpool and Maytag are almost exactly the same parts. We'd switch out like two parts.
See, and that makes sense to me because again, that's why everybody can fix those because they're pretty common and you can interchange those parts.
So
it's like having a BMW for a washing machine. Nobody wants to fix it. Nobody's got the parts for it.
Yeah, BMW. No, I got nothing there. Everything.
They were expensive.
Well, yeah, I imagine. See, the thing is, I have never bought, nothing to that size. Like, but I have something that might connect. When we bought the house in August of 22, which sounds like really old now, like back in 22 when we bought the house.
All those years ago.
Bridget was just, we were just kids. One of the big concerns is that you got to get washer, dryer, stove,
fridge.
Dishwasher, fridge. Those are the big appliances.
Oh, yeah.
When we walked in the house, we looked at it, we're like, we love this. At our real estate agent said, oh, yes, and all the appliances come with it, too. We're like, and we might have to get a new dishwasher this year.
Well, that's not too bad.
That's not bad at all. And, you know, it's just, I know this. I will feel very good when we finally get our air conditioning replaced, our AC, our central air.
Okay.
We know we have to do that. We're kind of probably going to wait one more summer. But I know when that happens, it's going to be amazing. But yeah, that's the closest I have is when we walked in, they said all the appliances come with it. And they were all super shiny, silvery, cool. The refrigerator has a TV on it and you can see it. You don't have to open the door. You can just see inside your fridge.
Oh, wow.
Because you know this motion, the opening door motion, that's so taxing on your wrist.
Yes.
That carpal tunnel just gets crazy with you.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt yourself.
Thank you. You get it. So, yeah.
You have a TV on your fridge?
Yeah. I can see if you're at my door. I could also just look to my left and I could see my door. My house isn't that big.
Okay.
But that's the closest I have to an appliance like.
But ever have one that you were excited to get and then it turned out to be just an immense disappointment?
Not an appliance, no, because I rented for so long and I never.
So you didn't have to own them?
No, never had. And never, I think in all the time I rented, I only had a refrigerator swapped out once and I didn't really care. because it's not like they brought in the highest end. They went to, you know, Steve's refrigeration. Steve's cheap appliances for landlords and got me a refrigerator that just was a little less sucky than the one they replaced.
Well, so. I'm glad that Tony Zimmerman has reaffirmed my decision to go with Whirlpools.
Is that what you got?
Yep, we got Whirlpools.
There you go.
I ran two loads of laundry yesterday. I was ecstatic.
Did you call people? Did you take video?
I wanted to. I'm serious. It's like, listen, as it's spinning dry, it's not going ka-chunk.
I believe we have Samsung. In fact, I believe we have a Samsung and Samsung refrigerator, and they make a little noise. They have a little music that plays. That song literally plays when you open up. Don't look at Calvin.
Calvin is not.
I have a Samsung wash machine and dryer too, and it plays a song when it's done. It's really freaked us out the first time we heard it. It's like it goes on for like way longer than you think it would. It'd be like, okay, that's a nice little chime, and then it keeps going, and then it's like, okay, and then it goes on for like three more seconds after that.
If you shut the door immediately, but you got to get all your stuff out, it'll be done. But let's see here, I'm gonna look it up because it's an actual song that they use. It plays a classical song written by Franz Schubert.
It's Schubert.
It's called Die Forelle, which is German for the trout. That's the song. But it's beautiful. It tells me my drying is done.
Good to know. Yeah. Calvin, does your mother have strong feelings about large appliances?
Not really, as long as they work. We've had maybe 3 or 4 dryers in my life and at least 3 washing machines, so just keep them. I think the Samsung ones are nice, so hopefully we'll make them last. But we were on refurbished ones for a couple.
Okay. Yeah. Which is what, because they should last 15 years.
They should last 10. I mean, especially with the energy saver ones now with their warranty. I mean, the refrigerator we have has a 10-year warranty.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, so.
You shouldn't have to be swapping them out all the time.
No, you shouldn't. But some people are like, I have to have the newest one. No, you don't. It's a washing machine. They don't.
Come over and I'll show you my new Whirlpool. I can show you all the settings. It does all these things.
That's what they do is like, they like, oh, you can do all these things. I'm like, can it normally wash my clothes? Because that's all I need.
Oh, just keep sucking the joy out of laundry.
No, I'm not saying enjoy your laundry, Jane. I'm here for you in your laundry adventure. I'm just saying I don't feel like I fully utilize all of the fun options.
You're probably right.
I'm a pretty simple person. I have jeans and t-shirts, and they don't require the delicate cycle.
You don't want a special soak? No special pre-soak?
No, the only ones that come towards me are like insulting ones, like heavily soiled. Like, hey, that just sounds mean. Sanitize? What do you think I do during the day?
What are you implying?
Yeah.
The Samsung has way too many buttons on it.
It does.
It's like, just give me the water temperature and the load size. That's all I need. I don't need 47 different buttons.
Too many options. Yeah. Too many options. Too many options. All right. Well, I feel better having gotten that off my chest.
Ooh, Tony has another live stream comment before we go. Tony Zimmerman, my biggest disappointment on a big purchase was a carpet cleaner. I get this. I had one too. Terrible. The big fancy one cleaned no better than the cheaper one.
How disappointing.
Wow, wait a...
But it is. It is disappointing. Yeah. You shell out big money for something for that terrible washer and dryer that starts with a B and ends with an Osh.
We understand, yeah.
Yeah, so don't buy them.
Rico from Rock County says he's glad that you finally found your Wonder Washer. Your Wonder Washer!
Well, if you want to share which large appliance you despise... 844-967-2789. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To dry our head. Appliances. To warm our knees. Appliances. To make things freeze. Appliances. For DVDs. Instructions all in Japanese. Appliances. To dry our hair. Suck the water from the air. We buy appliances. We buy appliances.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together, we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome to Matt Nair on air across the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, along with Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning. If you are looking for our dear friend and colleague, Kristen Bry, you can follow her on all her socials on As Goes Wisconsin, so look for her there. If you want to watch us and join us on our StreamYard, you need to go to the Civic Media channels on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and that is now where we are streaming live. We were taking your calls, all kinds of things going on this morning, talking about large appliances that you don't like, and also names, suggested names for our new program, which is kind of still just a work in progress. Texter from the 414, regarding complexity of things, I have to buy a new car and I dread it. Too many things I don't need or use. You were talking about your Samsung washer that has far too many functions than you ever use.
You know, I totally, you know, 414, go. My heart goes out to you because I told myself that at the end of 2024, or early 2025, I was going to buy a new car. And because my car is paid off, my school loans are paid off.
Yeah, you made a lot of progress.
I made a lot of progress, but you know, it's still an expensive purchase. It's we talked about a couple months ago. I mean, you want, you know, at my age, I want a reliable car that's going to get me from A to B, but I need a hybrid because I drive a lot.
Yes.
So that puts the price up even more, and I'm looking at like spending at least $25,000, if not more, and
It's painful.
Yes. And it sucks. And it's just, I just, you know, maybe, you know, not to sour it with some political talk, but man, it'd be awesome if the state had some more transportation options than just a car to get you from place to place.
Well, there is some work going on.
There's some work going on there. But yeah, my listener, watcher, texter from the 414, my heart goes out for you. I hope that the new car process is as painless as humanly possible. And I hope you get a good one.
My husband bought an EV in last February.
Yeah.
And it is so complicated. There's way too many things that thing can do than I would ever need.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I find some of the additional things, the mirrors automatically adjust. You get warnings for any little, you know, someone's coming up on you. And that just
freaks you out.
It freaks me out. Yeah. And it really diverts my attention to what I should be looking at. When I have all of these bings and bongs and alerts and danger and
bings and bongs, more about this like flying high with James place you're talking about. Quit it.
That was one of the suggestions for the program Fly High with Jane, which I, again, that's my dispensary.
And free your mind, man.
Logo. Yes, that'll be the t-shirt.
I was
for that.
A big fan of Forward with Jane Matinere. I like that. It's simple. It's Wisconsin. I like that one a lot. So yeah, my wife's car, Bridget's car, has some of the, it's not an EV or a hybrid, but it does have the bings and bongs on it. It tells you, like, if, hey, your tire pressure is down, and hey, there's someone on the side, and hey, do this, don't do this. But I like that car, but too small for me.
A little bit too small.
It's an SUV. It's too small for me. It's weird. I know.
You're a tall person.
I'm a tall man.
You are. Texter from the 920. Congrats on the new washer and dryer, Jane. I work for an insurance carrier in property claims, and I see hundreds of appliance claims a year. You will be happy to know Whirlpool is the least common manufacturer I see with failures and water damage claims. Nice. And if they do fail, they pay up.
Nice.
That's wonderful to know.
I'll keep that in mind for the day we have to replace ours then.
You can come over and do a test load anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
Now you know how I felt when I had to take my laundry over to my neighbor's to ask her to dry it. And it was all socks and underwear. It's like, could this not be the worst load to ask my
throw a towel in there too and just
don't look at the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't look at the rest of it. Okay.
Wow.
Coming up tomorrow. Because we will be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at her regular time for another public service announcement.
She ain't going anywhere.
No, she is not. And then Paul Noonan will be here to talk some sports in the second hour. We're going to have a very special guest on Friday, arranged by our friend Joseph Pecky, who's a political consultant. His name is Admiral Smith. And Saturday, I think a lot of people have forgotten, is the third anniversary of the attack on the Capitol on January 6th of 2021.
Yeah.
And Admiral Smith is going to join us to talk about the whitewashing that is going on by some to try and completely rewrite what happened that day.
Some of those people are elected officials in Washington.
Yes, they are. So I think that's going to be a really, really interesting conversation, and I hope that you will be able to join us for that.
Please join us. Come on back. We had a good time today. Jane, good first show.
Thank you. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, Greg. Thank you to everybody for who called and listened and texted and commented on the live stream. I am beyond grateful for this opportunity for a person of my age.
Ooh.
For a person of my age, it's rare to have a chance like this, you boys.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with that one.
I just thought I'd throw it out there.
No, but it's great. I think you've already been doing a great job for the past few months. We're going to have even more fun. We'll see where 2024 takes us. Calvin, are you ready for the ride of your life?
I'm always ready.
See, and it doesn't get much more excited than Calvin.
I'm telling you.
I mean,
that's everything you need right there.
Right there. So, you know, thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Couldn't do it without you.
Absolutely without you. We are nothing. And as I've said the last couple of weeks, we hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. We have news coming up next, so don't go away, followed by the wonderful Todd Albaugh Show. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Iowa caucuses now.